Linda Cohen is a manager with the informatics program at the Association of Public Health Laboratories. She's the past project manager for the FLIP assistance team and has worked on the FLIP initiative for more than a year. Before joining APHL, Linda worked as an epidemiologist in private consulting and at the CDC. She's interested in disease surveillance methodologies and improving the interoperable messaging landscape in public health laboratories here and around the globe. Linda.
Thanks, John. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the FLIP assistance team. As Desiree mentioned, the landscape for electronic messaging is very complex. So in order to help our state public health laboratories come on board and begin messaging, the idea of the FLIP assistance teams was started last year, I guess March of last year. And basically our charge was really to go out and support the state labs despite their varied backgrounds, their varied technical capabilities and funding status. So there were two teams that went out in March of 2010. And basically we worked on the electronic laboratory surveillance message, as Desiree mentioned, and we began with the State Public Health Lab through the FLIP Route Not Read Hub. So there's two Route Not Read Hubs, one in Nebraska and one in Florida, and then over to CDC Influenza Division. And our message format was a 2-3-1. So that was our job, was really to go out and help our state labs either virtually or hands-on assist to get the data over to CDC. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the FLIP assistance team model and its components, basically, for project management. Overall, project management terminology and technical architecture were our three main components to our team, and it was a team of three. And it really began on the project management side with a survey to our state public health laboratories, where we would ask our state labs to answer a number of questions about their capabilities and let us know basically how we could gauge if they were ready for a PAT assistance visit or if we would be helping them virtually. And I'll just review. Basically, we would assess the readiness of the state lab or regional lab. We would work with them on their terminology, SNOMED and LOINC, help them follow the encoding guidelines, and then we really would help them basically from start to finish getting their data over to CDC. And then eventually they would be able to turn off their legacy feed, either web or fax reporting. On-site leadership was really key to this process. It seems really simple, but we came up with a number of points of contact that really played a part in this project. We basically had a FLIP lead or a FLIP project manager on site who would be our point of contact for the state. And we had a number of players who were really involved in the entire process with us. And this is really a reference point for our team to know who our respective counterparts were and really help with the process. So it seems very simple on paper, but it really helped us out from day one. And then also another component for the project management side was expectations. We put together a FLIP project charter, which basically laid out all of the components to the project, what was in scope and what was out of scope. And we asked that our IT director and the laboratory director on the state side would sign off on this. It wasn't a legal document, but it actually helped get all stakeholders engaged. The next part of the FLIP model really is terminology. Basically, we started working with our states. We would ask for output from their LIMS, and we would talk to them about their test order and results. We would basically map those test order and results to a standardized vocabulary and then see where the gaps were so we could fill those in as we work with them, basically before we arrived and then while we were on site. we would always look to our messaging guide that we had published, and it was available. So this is another resource that basically was generated from the FLIP project that was key to both the influenza division and our terminologists on site. And another part to terminology was that a number of times there would be questions that came up, not just within the flu realm, but other coding questions, and that was another good part to the FLIP assistance team model, that terminologist would be available by phone to help out when needed. So Jerry Sable got a number of phone calls. And then I just want to talk a little bit about the FLIP architecture. I'll attribute this slide to Dave Sanderson, our technical architect, for all the pieces that go into FLIP architecture and how great we are to basically handle any which way a lab came about, setting up their flu pipeline to CDC, starting with their LIMS, over to the mapping tables, through the firewall, over to the R&R hub, and then on to CDC. So there's just so many different LIMS and integration engines that we were prepared to work with. And then this is another piece to our whole process, was our message flow. So basically starting out in the LIMS, getting our data out through the broker, out through CDC, through FINMS, over to the R&R hub, and then on to CDC, where DMB would help parse the data, and then when validated, send on to CDC. And so DMB actually posted any errors for structure out in the daily logs. So this is another resource we had, is a SharePoint site where our state sites could reference for a number of resources. So basically, where are we today? The FLIP team has migrated from two teams down to one. We are still traveling to assist a few more states, although we have a number who are on board. We basically have worked out in the field and visited over probably about 30 labs now, and we are slated to bring more on board by the end of this year. And this is just a schematic of showing you basically where we started out in 2006 with only 6 labs engaged. And then once we implemented the FLIP assistance team approach, we really bumped up our number of labs who are capable of messaging in a 2-3-1 format. Here's just another graphical depiction of where we were back in 2008, and then after the implementation of our teams and getting out there and working one-on-one with our state stakeholders, this is where we are pretty much today. And those are all the sites that we got to visit and help out our state labs. And actually, I should mention, there's been a couple states where we sent one of our team members to go back and just maybe finish a job if something got held up in the process. So that has happened over time. Overall, this is the FLIP global vision, is really to improve the quality and timeliness of data exchange, piloting a sustainable architecture, sending standardized codes, and increasing the capacity for our route not read hubs, and then basically building capacity within the state lab itself. So I think that's it for me.